All right. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out today and hanging out with us and eating some pancakes on this kind of cold morning. Thanks for coming out. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, I'm Andy Lehman. I go to church here for several years now. My wife is one of the pastors here. But thanks, guys, for coming out. I just want to tell you a little bit about my story so you guys can get to know me just a little bit better. I was born in Elkhart County here in July of 79, so I just missed that blizzard that everyone still talks about. So I was not lucky enough to see that, but just came just shortly after that. I grew up in a nice Christian family. I had two parents, one sibling, went to church every week. My dad was an elder at the church, had a good relationship with my dad. Just kind of your average Midwestern family, right? I had the 2.5 kids, you know, my family had 2.5 kids, and we were, just an average Christian family in the Midwest. I grew up in Illinois most of the time. I was born here but moved to Illinois. I led Bible studies, and I was a youth group student leader. There we go. I gave my life to Christ at 7 years old, and everything was going great. I believed in God. I trusted God. Everything was great. I went off to college and eventually ended up getting married to Julie in 2004. And then in 2005, we had my oldest, Micah, back there who's cheering. And then in 2007, we had Eli right next to him. In 2010, we had our daughter, Reagan. And at that point, we thought we were done having kids. We thought maybe we'd foster and adopt, but we weren't 100% sure. And then in August of 2013, we found out that, surprise, we were actually having another kid. We weren't done having kids. In January of 2014, we found out that that was gonna be a girl. So we would have had two boys and two girls. We were gonna name her Mason Jolene Lehman. At that point, we had just bought an old farmhouse just south of Millersburg, and we were starting to remodel it. It needed a lot of work. And so we were putting a lot of time there, and we were doing a lot of remodeling. We were about to move in. On April 5th of 2014, and that was just 19 days before Macy's due date, Julie had a midwife appointment, and everything looked great. She had a strong heartbeat of 136 beats per minute. Nothing to be worried about, right? We did this three other times. We knew what was going on. On April 10th, just 5 days later, Julie noticed Macy's wasn't really moving in her, kind of slowed down a little bit. Didn't think much of it though, because it was close to the end of the pregnancy. On the 11th, Macy was still not moving much. So Julie did a kick count to try to see what was going on. Only saw about three movements. And so we went to the hospital, but still didn't think a whole lot about it, right? In fact, on the way to the hospital, we stopped for a cheeseburger because we weren't worried about it. The nurse came in and did a fetal heart monitor, tried to find it, heartbeat, couldn't find it, blamed it on faulty equipment. I'm starting to get a little bit worried at this point, but not really a big deal. Doctor came in, because the nurse couldn't do it, with an ultrasound, searched but couldn't find it, and finally said, "You're not gonna like what I have to say. I can't find a heartbeat." Our world was shattered. Our daughter Macy was stillborn on April 12th, 2014 at 10:02 p.m. We spent the next 24 hours making all of the memories that we should have had a lifetime to make. We took pictures, we had our kids come in. That was a tough time. This was really, for me, a really tough time. When I was growing up, my mom had cancer, and at that point, that was a little bit tough for me, but still, I still had a lot of faith in God. But at this point, this was really hard. Talking to our kids was probably one of the worst things that we had to do. Telling our kids, the sister that you were anticipating that we were going to bring home, she wasn't going to be able to come home with us. So we had just 24 hours with her, Macy's body, to make all of those memories. At this point, my faith really felt useless to me. I didn't want to admit it, that I was angry at God. I knew God was a good God, but this did not feel good. this felt terrible. For me, I'm a very social person. I love people. Those of you who know me, I love hanging out and doing things like this, just talking and chatting with people. But at this point, I just wanted to be alone. A lot of times I was outside crying and yelling. At this point, I'm realizing that it's a good thing I live in the country too, because I'm yelling and screaming and crying really loud, and a lot of times that's screaming at God. I felt really, really alone. I knew I had Julie and I knew I had the kids, and we talked about it. The statistics are crazy high on couples that have had stillborn or miscarriages. Their marriage usually breaks apart, and I knew that I was committed and this wasn't going to happen. So we definitely made sure to work at this together. We talked a lot together. God works in amazing ways. When one person was down and feeling terrible, the other one was okay and able to support. So I felt supported in that way, but I felt alone when it comes to men. Men don't like to talk about their feelings, guys. I don't know about you, but a lot of times, like, we don't see men cry, and we don't talk about our feelings. And I didn't know of any other men that experienced a loss like this, especially because people don't talk about it. I had one friend that kept calling me and just talking to me and helping me work out my feelings, and that I was glad that he did that. After several months, I finally realized that it was okay to admit that I was mad at God. God is big enough, he can handle our doubts and our fears and our anger. And so I told him that. I told him, God, I'm actually angry at you. Because before this, I was angry at God in my mind, but I didn't want to say, God, I'm angry. Like, that felt really wrong for me. Or to say, God, I'm angry at you for this. Once I finally admitted that I was actually angry at God, that allowed me to finally start healing and working through this. I realized during this time many things that the Bible actually has to say about grief. And that's what I was dealing with is grief. In Jesus wept. In John 11:35, we see that Jesus wept. He cried. So we have the permission to feel a full range of our emotions. We can do that. Guys, it's okay to cry. Jesus did it. In Matthew 11:28, he says, come to me. So we can come to God as we are. We don't need to clean ourselves up. We don't need to polish ourselves up. We don't need to get right before we come to God. We can come to God just how we are. And that's what I did in those days. I came to God. I let God know that I was angry. In John 11:21, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would have not died. We see that God can handle our emotions and our questions. Psalm 43, it's a longer thing, so I won't read it, but we're seeing that lamenting, and lamenting helps us navigate our pain and leads us to God. Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and heals their wounds. God heals all wounds, guys. I definitely found this to be true. Well, these Bible verses didn't heal me completely. It took time. I was able to run to God and be there and be comforted by him. We got involved with many support groups and retreats and counseling that helped me learn to continue living, even though I thought my heart was broken, and I thought some days that it was going to be hard to live. I'm now able to truly understand what it means to follow God with all that I have. Before this, I trusted God, but I said I trusted God, but I didn't know what that fully meant. And so for me, yeah, I just ran and clinged to God during this time. And since then, I've been able to actually work with other men who have had losses like this. And so God, I've seen God use me and use the story for his glory. Now, even though it stunk and it didn't feel good at the time, I still cry about it sometimes, but God has been able to use Macy's life for the glory, and I look forward to being in heaven with her someday. But yeah, guys, thanks. That's my story. Feel free to talk to me about it if you want. I know a lot of times people when they lose family members and things, a lot of people are afraid to say, come to them and say, talk to them. I love it. I love talking about what God's done. So if you want to know more about it, I'd be happy to chat with you guys. But thanks for coming out today.